Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。哎，前段时间啊，我和梅丽看了一个视频，那今天节目当中呢，想分享给大家。
Yeah, so today we will discuss a topic that we saw in a video of a talk given by one old lady.
这一位老太太呢其实是美国的一位知名作家哈。
And so she decided to write down 12 truths that she has realized in her life and that she says she is very sure and positive about.
这十二条建议呢是她非常确定的十二个人生真相。
So these days, we may feel overwhelmed by all the things happening in the world and deciding between what is true and what is not true.
Exactly. 人生当中呢有太多事情是不确定真假的哈。那希望这十二条人生建议呢能够给大家启发和帮助。那如果你想看原视频的话可以到咱们的公众号一席文化的本篇推送当中观看。
So let's talk about the truths she mentioned in her talk.
Okay, 十二条人生真相的第一条
All truth is a paradox. All truth is a paradox.
All truth is a paradox. 也就是说一切事实都是 paradox. 那这个 paradox 是什么意思呢
So it means that life is both a precious and beautiful gift. However, it can be a bad match for those of us born very sensitive.
对，人生呢是美好而珍贵的，但是呢，对于生性敏感的人来说，可能会体察到人生的另一面哈。
Yeah, so paradox can be kind of confusing.
就是矛盾的。
Yeah, and because it is also filled with heartbreaking sweetness and beauty, poverty, floods and babies, acne and Mozart.
Yeah, 人生就是充满了心碎啊、甜蜜啊、美好啊、贫穷啊。青春痘和莫扎特是并存的。
Yeah, everything is mixed together, so it's definitely not an ideal system, right?
Yeah, 一切呢都是混在一起。Everything is mixed together.
So it is not an ideal system.
哎，你知道吗？这在中国的智慧当中呢，叫做一阴一阳之谓道。
哦，一阴一阳，阴阳。
呀，一切都是阴阳两面
，black and white。
所以呢，逆境当中要有希望，然后顺境当中呢要居安思危。
That is very, very, very true.
那接下来呢，我们来看十二条人生真相的第二条是什么
？Okay, so this one says almost.Everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you.
这个道理啊，还是电脑维修工告诉我的。就是每次电脑有点问题呢，他都会说，哎，拔下电源试试。
Yes, exactly. It's so true. So just try to unplug it for a few minutes and it probably will work again.
Plug 就是指插上电源。那在这个 plug 前面呢，加一个 un 表示否定。Unplug 就是拔下电源。所以呢，他说 ，almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes. 如果拔下电源线几分钟的话，基本上啥都会变好使的。
Yes, and including you.
Yeah, 人也是哈，有的时候需要 unplug for a few minutes.
So if you feel stuck, just take a step back and pause. It will all be better when you go back afterwards.
这在中国文化中呢，叫做知止。就是知道停止，知道停一停，凡事呢勿过度。
Yeah, and that is very, very true.
那 what is the third one? 十二条人生真相的第三条是什么呢
？So the third one is there is almost nothing outside of you that will help in any kind of lasting way unless you are waiting for an organ.
这个好精辟啊，哈。
Yeah.
There is almost nothing outside of you. 在你之外几乎没有任何东西怎么样呢 That will help you in any kind of lasting way. 会以持续不断的方式帮到你 Unless you are waiting for an organ. 除非你是在等这个器官移植哈。那么这个具体是指什么呢
I think this means that you can't buy or achieve serenity and peace of mind.
Serenity 就指的宁静，那 peace 平和 ，serenity and peace of mind 就指的内心的宁静和平和。这个呢是从别人那里买不来的，也是别人给不了的哈。You can't buy or achieve serenity and peace of mind. 同样呢，这个东西我们也给不了别人。
So it really has to come from yourself.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And also, you can't arrange peace for the people you love most in the world.
对。We can't arrange peace for others, 哪怕是 the people you love most, 都得自己去寻找,自己去修炼哈。
They have to find their own ways and answers.
Yeah, we all have to find our own ways and answers. 每个人都有自己的人生路要走,都有自己的人生功课,这个是谁都替不了的。这个做家长的尤其要记得哈。
Yeah, for example, as a parent, you have to release your children and let them find their own way.
Yes, 父母要在孩子小的时候呢做好管教的工作萌以养正那后面呢就要 release your children and let them find their own way.
And unfortunately, sometimes your help can be toxic.、Mm-hmm. Help is the sunny side of control.
So true. 有的时候吧、mm-hmm. 这个 your help can be toxic. 就是有毒的哈因为跳出来看的话 help is the sunny side.Of control. 所以呢中国的智慧呢就是要让人以道家的无为自处。
So what is 无为? Doing nothing?
无为呢不是 doing nothing. 简单来说呢有为就是指按照自己的欲望来做事。那无为呢就是按照自然规律来做事。
Yeah, that makes sense.
那十二条人生真相的第四条是什么呢?
Everyone is screwed up, broken, clingy, and scared.
每个人都是 screwed up, 生活都是一地鸡毛 broken,、clingy, and scared, 都是间歇性的颓丧、依赖、恐惧每个人都是如此。
And even the people who seem to have it most together,、they are much more like you than you would believe.
Yeah, exactly. 但人呢总是喜欢展现自己好的强大的一面哈。
Yeah, and I think this is why it's so, so important to not compare your inside feelings and emotions to、mm-hmm. other people's outside and what they appear to be like.
对不要拿你的 inside feelings and emotions 去跟别人的 outside 比较。
It really will only make you feel worse than you already feel.
Exactly, 越比较心情越不好。所以呢，答案是什么呢？
Self-care is the answer.
Exactly, 想要快乐就不要过度关注别人，而应该多一点自我的关注，多一点 self-care.
Very, very important.
那人生真相第五条。
Chocolate with 75% cacao is not actually a food.
巧克力都不算食物。Chocolate is not actually a food.中国人讲圣人为父不为母吃东西呢是为了填饱肚子补给养分所以呢不光巧克力哈很多东西其实 is not actually a food.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
那好那十二条人生真相的第六条是什么
So the next one, writing.、Every writer you know had really bad first drafts, but they keep their butt in their chair and that is the secret of life.
这个呢是关于 writing 写作因为这个老太太呢本身她就是作家哈她说你知道的你认识的每一位作家 every writer you know 他们的第一稿呢都很糟糕 they had really bad first drafts 但是呢 they keep their butts in their chair 他们让自己的屁股坚持的坐在了这个椅子上That is the secret of life. 这就是人生的奥秘。
Yeah, so they just do it. They tell stories little by little, even if it's not perfect.
所以呢，作家也许不是很多人的梦想哈，但是呢 this truth applies to many other jobs. 也适用于其他的任何的工作哈。这其中的道理是什么呢？就是合抱之木，生于毫末。九层之台，起于垒土。千里之行，始于足下。总之就是一句话
So you just have to do it
Yeah, just do it 那十二条人生真相的第七条是什么呢
So the next one is Publication and temporary creative successes Is something you will have to recover from
Wow, 这一点呢或许对搞媒体的呀或者说搞自媒体的人有启发哈就是这个 publication 你写的书出版了或者说你不是写书的那这个 temporary creative successes任何暂时性的这种创意成功比如说演员啊 某个作品火了，或者说你突然哪一个小视频或者小红书上的图文火了，记住这些都是 something you will have to recover from. Recover 指的是痊愈，就是恢复哈。也就是说一些暂时性的成功都是不同方式的伤害，需要你从中恢复。
They will hurt you in ways you cannot imagine.
Yeah, they will hurt you in ways you cannot imagine. 其中的一种伤害呢，就是可能会让你失去平常心啊，被这个关注度、浏览数据、点赞、转发量给绑架。
It really won't fill those holes you have inside of you.
每个人心里都有一些 holes, 有一些洞需要被填补哈。而填补这些洞的绝对不是外界给的，能够治愈你的绝对不是那个结果哈。
But publication won't heal you, and writing can.
Yeah, publication won't heal you, but writing can. 出版治愈不了你，但是写作可以。同样，治愈你的不是那种转瞬即逝的那种荣誉哈，而是日复一日去做你擅长并且喜悦的事情。所以呢，只有先做到宠辱若惊，就受宠的时候也要跟受辱的时候一样谨慎小心，才能修炼到宠辱不惊。
Very, very true.
Very, very true. 那好，那十二条人生真相的第八条是什么呢？
So, the next one is about family. And they are hard, hard, hard. Family gathering can be hard, and they can make you feel bad about it. But it is important to remember that every one of us were specifically conceived to be born.
关于家人的这个 families, 老太太说 they are hard, hard, hard. 所谓爱之欲其生，恶之欲其死，哈，是为祸也。人更容易对陌生人表达善意，因为好像没有那么多的私欲带来的情绪困扰，哈。但是呢，对家人的爱不更应该是不管这个家人可不可爱，我都要爱他的吗？对不对？
Yeah, it's not always easy.
那十二条人生真相第九条是什么呢？
So the next one is food. She is saying just try to do a little better.
就是饭菜这方面呢， try to do a little better. 老太太还补充了一句，
She said,You know what I mean.
然后大家都笑了哈。在这里呢，推荐大家读一本这个《生命与味觉》，可能会让你更愿意在食物方面更用心一点。
Yeah, just try to do a little better.
那好，那十二条人生真相的第十条是什么呢？
So the next one is grace. The mystery of grace is that God loves Vladimir Putin exactly as much as he loves you and your new grandchild.
第十条人生真相呢，他讲的是慈悲 grace。那他说 the mystery of grace， 慈悲的奥秘在于什么呢？上帝爱任何人都是一样的。中国人说什么呢？天无私父，对吧？众生皆苦，所以呢，对任何人都多一些怜悯和慈悲。
So think about that. The movement of grace is what changes us, heals us, and heals our world.
Exactly. 那到最后发现呢 ,grace, 这个慈悲呢能够 changes us, heals us, and heals our world.
Important, very important.
那十二条人生真相第十一条是什么呢？
So God just means goodness, the divine or loving,animating intelligence.
上帝呢是意味着 goodness, 美好以及 the divine or loving animating intelligence, 神圣充满爱的总智慧哈。
And the happiest person on earth is the one who learns from nature and the lessons of worship.
世界上最幸福的人呢一定是那个能从自然界当中学习到敬畏之心的人。
So walk around and look up at everything that's happening around you.That is the secret of life.
Yeah, 因为万物由道生，道在万物当中。那我们来聊一下这个老太太讲到的第十二条人生真相。
Death.
死亡，绕不开的话题哈。
Yeah, it is hard when the few people you cannot live without die.
Yeah.
You will never get over the losses.
It's hard when the one you cannot live without die. 那些我们离不开的人，最终还是离开的时候。You will never get over the losses. 这种失去是没法克服的。
Yeah, so no matter what people say, but the person will live again fully in your heart if you don't seal it off.
Exactly. 我最近呢想通了一件事情哈，就是比如我妈妈是1962年生，然后2016年去世。那我以前的痛苦在于什么呢？我觉得她 离世，就是它不存在了，就是说它像一个泡沫一样没了。于是呢，我长时间出现了这种存在上的虚无主义哈，就我觉得这个人活着他到底是为什么呢，他就是啊没影已经。那上个月呢，我跟我爱人聊天的时候，我突然之间就是想明白一件事情，就是说我妈妈并没有消失，她一直存在于1962年到2016年这个时间段里，她一直在那儿存在着，只是我们三维空间的人类无法回溯时间而已。
Wow, that's a very good point. And that is how we feel. Are people, again, fully alive?
Yeah, 所以说呢，万物皆有裂痕哈。
Yeah, there are cracks in everything, and that is how the light gets in.
There are cracks in everything, 万物皆有裂痕 and that is how the light gets in. 这就是光照进来的地方。
At the end of the day, the most important thing is to remember if you take a really healthy,or loving, or friendly action, you'll have loving and friendly feelings.
Exactly. 好，那这期节目呢，我们就做到这里。欢迎大家移步到公众号一席文化本篇推送当中观看原视频。
公众号一席文化，欢迎点赞、分享、转给有需要的人。
Very good, good Chinese. 那这十二条人生建议呢，对你有什么启发吗？欢迎留言分享你的故事和心得。
Yeah, let us know. We're excited to read your comments.
So this is Pian Pian.
And this is Mei Li.
See you next time. Bye
bye. Bye bye.